52 St. Pete, live from the WeatherTight Windows studio.
I want this to be an unforgettable show.
Showtime, boys, is what it's all about.
This is going to be the best show ever.
And now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime!
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Friday, looking forward to the weekend. Our phone numbers, anytime you want to be part of the show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 at Roger JP on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Good morning, JP. How are you?
I am just peachy. And yourself?
Good.
Definitely looking forward to the weekend.
Yes.
I don't have anything planned, which is exactly I'm looking forward to the weekend.
Right.
Me
Absolutely.
Too.
Hey, Carmen.
Hi, guys.
You sound different, Monica.
I know. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good. All right, so I got to ask you, because I saw this on social, I think it was Instagram the other day. Mm-hmm. Are you doing that photo shoot with the boyfriend?
Yeah, Chad and I are doing a boudoir shoot.
Boudoir.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Whose idea was, like, who had to sell it to who?
So the girl reached out to me, Melissa, who runs Rebel Robinson Studios. She reached out to me and was like, would you be interested? I've never seen you do anything like this. I was like, yes. It's an hour away. It's down in Sarasota. So Chad went with me to the consultation, and we noticed on her page that she did couple stuff. And of course, he instantly was like, well, I have abs.
She saw that he's got a six pack abs. So why not get him naked too?
Yeah, neither of you are shy.
Yeah, right. No. But it was actually Chad's idea, because when we went down there for the consultation, she was like, oh, I didn't even think he would be interested. I didn't think he would want to do this. Most guys are shy. And Chad's like, no, man, I have abs. Like, totally take pictures of them. So he's actually the one who weaseled his way into my shoe.
Oh, wow.
But
what a spot on imitation of him,
fun.
By the way.
Yeah, thank you.
That was great.
But I'm actually really excited, because obviously we're going to do like some of him, some of me, some together. Mm-hmm. So we're, you know what I mean? So we're going to get a lot of photos of,
like, sexy lingerie type thing.
Yes. Yeah, some even without lingerie.
Really?
Right.
That's my next question was that. I don't know how far the boudoir shoots go.
That's fun, though. That'll be a good time.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I ordered some like lingerie online, and then she has literally just rows and rows of costumes and lingerie there for women, for people to wear and stuff like that. Yeah, and then he has like this really nice suit that he's going to start in, because we had to pick a theme.
Okay, what's the theme?
So the
Are we
theme,
allowed to know?
Yeah. It's just date night. We went super plain Jane, so we're going to start off with him in a suit, and then me in a dress, and then obviously date night goes to back home, and then it's kind of like you play the night out while she's taking pictures.
Yeah. Empty bottles of booze, lines of cocaine on the table.
Exactly.
Clothes everywhere, right.
Yeah.
Midgets.
Why is he dressed like an Indian chief? What's going on in this picture?
Right. Why is he got a feather in his ass? What's going on over there?
We get adventurous.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
I got two questions about that.
Okay.
And then it's Friday, so I'm sure you want to get the hell out of there. The first question is, like, if the weather, you know, if it's a little cold in there, you know how that whole pee-pee thing works, right?
Right.
You get a little bit of shrinkage.
I'm 31, I know.
Are you brought in as a fluffer? You know, to make sure, like, if he's going to have these pictures taken, he's got to, it's easier for a woman to get naked than it is for a dude.
Yes, I understand that. Well, actually, that is part of her contract and rules, and something that she went over with us. She does not do male frontal nudity at all.
Oh, okay.
So he could, you might see his butt, or you might see his chest, but you will not see that.
I need guys in my
porn. But she will. In the studio, I mean, that's going to be very difficult to hide from.
Yeah, but I think even maybe it would be like he's wearing boxers and you just pull it down a little extra. You know what I mean? Okay. Like, I don't think he gets fully unless it's he's doing like a butt shot, which I definitely want a picture of his butt because he has one of the cutest tushies I've ever seen. So, but even that, you know, you just drop trowel away from her and then throw it. But that was but that was something she went over. She's like, I don't do male frontal nudity, and there is no sex acts allowed to be done during the shoot. Like, you can insinuate something, but you can't actually do it.
Right.
During the shoot, and do not ask her to participate. Because I guess that has happened before. So she's actually had to put that in her contract where she's like, don't ask me. It's not going to happen. We will end and just, you know, move on. But
yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
And
but
final question is when they're all said and done, when you have the photos.
Yes.
Do you share them with friends and family, or is that like, is that your new holiday card for the year?
No.
Or is it something just for the two of you?
So we are going, because she has different packages. You can get like a big photo album, a little photo album. You can get just stuff for the computer. And she actually has, you know, those old, I forgot, I told the guys and they said the name of it. You know, the little pictures. No. You know, the things as kids were used to like look into it. They look like binoculars.
The viewfinder thing.
Yeah. So she actually has those where you can like go through and put like different images on it.
Oh,
so
that's fun.
It was like GAF something. Viewmaster? Was it Viewmaster? Is that what it's called?
Something like that.
Oh, look, the Grand Canyon. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, seagull.
But you put that in, or you just put that around your house. So if you want to look at them or something. But we might do a photo album just for each other. But we will be sharing some of the images. But obviously, you know, social media, you can only share so much. So you're only going to see
Make no mistake about this.
The nice ones.
You know, Mike Calta has money.
Yes.
If you think he's not calling this photographer and offering her money for these photos, you're out of your mind.
I am aware of that, but I also have signed a contract with her that we have an agreement upon what photos that she can release, which photos I can release. Like, we go over this together, actually, like, after the photo shoot.
Photo by photo?
Right.
Yeah, once she's done, Chad and I go down, we pick out the photos, and we'll tell her which ones we're comfortable with her showing her other clients. Her clientele and what photos we're comfortable with her sharing on her.
Yeah, Carmen.
Pages.
Carmen, I signed a contract with her too that says every picture you say no to, I get.
Okay,
and I get full rights too.
So
be careful what you say no to because it goes automatically to me.
Okay, so they're all available for everybody.
Mike, that's right, you guys.
Mike, it sounds like you're about to get a whole lot more Twitter and Instagram followers.
That's right. It's
gonna happen.
Follow me on OnlyFans, except it's going to be all pictures of Carmen. Carmen and Chad. That's it.
Well, that's awesome, Carmen. Have fun. When are you doing it?
Thank you. We're actually doing it tomorrow.
Nice.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Have fun with it. Is he excited? Is he nervous?
Yeah, he's excited. Yeah, no, he's not nervous. I'm more nervous than him because, you know, he has an 8-pack and I'm over here like holiday.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you're so out of shape.
Shut up.
You're just a plump turkey. Sure, that's what you are.
Next to him, I am.
Listen, Tubby, just go enjoy your photos.
Thank you. Here's Monica.
Take
care.
Have a good weekend, guys.
But you too.
Carmen, ladies and gentlemen, on the Mike Calta Show, of course.
That was a great opening act, Monica.
Yeah.
It was so weird to expect Monica's voice, and then boom,
there's Carmen.
Carmen's right there. Yeah, that's fun once in a while. I love when that happens once in a while. We get to talk to somebody from one of the other shows. And
That's probably got to be a good time. She'll have a good time with that. To be young and in shape. Now I'm just old.
Weird question. Do they allow pets in those shoots?
Probably.
Do they? I mean, I would think. You know, at some point, like, your cat is sitting on the end table, you know, or whatever. Maybe some people would do that for some shots because they're part of the family. You know, I don't know.
Monica, are you in there yet? Are you in the saddle?
Yes, I am. Stand by.
Okay. Yeah, no problem.
She is, but
put it in. Want to play some elevator music while I wait?
She's busy. She's catching up on exactly what's going on in the control area of this radio program.
Excuse me.
She's literally elbowing Carmen out of the way.
Right. Pillow fights breaking out in my mind.
Yeah. I'm just dusting off the...
you were dusting.
I'm dusting off the feathers. I'm putting on a shirt and...
Oh, I see. You too. You really just... You attacked her to get her out of your seat, didn't you?
Monica, you should see if you can get a two-for-one deal and do one of those boudoir shoots with Palo.
See, And I would just, all I really ask for, especially on a Friday, especially on a Victory Friday, is to just be in, and instantly you're not, but be as nice to me as you are.
I am being nice.
In like the last 3 minutes.
I totally am being nice. I'm not even joking. Roger said, I wonder if you can bring your pets into that, into a Boudoir, shoot like that. And I immediately thought of Palo. I'm not knocking you at all. And if you took it that way, I apologize. I certainly meant no disrespect.
And there we go. And now we're back to go. Collect $200. And Monica, how about them Bills?
Oh, yeah.
That was a nice victory last night. Very nice.
It was a late night, but at the same time, hashtag worth it.
Yep.
Worth it.
Maybe you could make this crazy chick stuff make some sense.
Go Buffalo.
This morning, I'm sleeping, and obviously I'm always the first one out of the house, but not this morning. There was a little bit of a ruckus that was going on, and I find out that my wife, this is at about 4:30 in the morning, I find out that my wife and my daughter are going to, and my niece and my sister-in-law are going to door bust Bath and Body Works. Because it's like
Candle Day.
Candle Day.
Say what?
You knew.
I knew it was Candle Day. I could not care less that it's Candle
Day.
Okay. See, because this is something that no straight man, I don't think, would ever do. There's no way. Like, they were out of the house at 4:40 in the morning.
You have to get in line, JP. This stuff goes fast. And the thing is,
to get to a store for 5 o'clock, to then wait online to get in the store.
Yes.
Because the candles are only $9.50 or $9.95 today.
What are they normally?
$20. According to my research, it was like $26.
Is that what candles cost?
Over there they do.
At Bath & Body Works, if you know where you're going, I supply my candles that are dupes. They're dupes. So do they have the worst Bath & Body Works on them? No, but they're literally the exact same. It's like when you go to Walmart or Walgreens and you get the wall whatever version of it. You just look at the ingredients. It's the same thing. And who cares if it doesn't say whatever name brand. And I get those on clearance at certain times of the year at different stores.
Why do women, like, why are they losing their minds? I found out later on that my wife bought about a dozen candles. My sister-in-law ordered 20 yesterday. And bought another 9 today. My niece bought a half a dozen.
They're part of the problem. You can't hoard. Like, now other people who want them, you gotta take some, of course.
And then is it hoarding? They're on sale. People are involved. They run out.
That's why they're in line so early, because not only do they have to get there, because people in the back of line are screwed, but also if you want certain flavors or scents or whatever, then you're screwed. And then this is the hot TikTok thing, I guess, is if you look, your flavor's not there, then you grab anything that's there, and then you can come back and exchange it for that same price and not have to pay any extra money or whatever for the flavor you do want once they get it later on.
Always working the angles.
Wow. That's what it is.
But I feel like they change scents so much. Like my wife, when she's not candle crazy, but she's soap crazy and the hand sanitizer crazy. So she'll go in for those sales. So, but you can return it for the same.
More popular flavor or whatever.
I feel like they swap it out so much that you'll never get that scent that
definitely,
you want.
Definitely seasonal stuff.
Yeah, and she tried to go back for like a cranberry scent for fall and like see if they had any left. Like, oh, we don't have any cranberry left. We do have an apple one. She's like, yeah, that's not cranberry. And I don't know if she got. Yeah, exactly. I don't know if she got this soap dispenser at Bed Bath and Bath and Body Works.
Right.
And. This morning, as I go to push the soap down at 4 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden I hear... What the hell is going on? And at 4 o'clock...
The elves are coming!
What's going on? We don't have an elf on the shelf! What is happening? So it's a little holiday dispenser that has... sounds on it. Why she wouldn't mention that.
Right.
Why she would get it, first of all. And second of all, why she wouldn't tell me about it.
Well, for that exact reason, what happened at 4 o'clock this morning?
I guess,
she's laughing in bed.
Right, I guess.
Here's the thing. Like, if I have to get my daughter up for 4:30 in the morning, we could be going up on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And if we got to get up at 4:30 in the morning, my daughter's like losing her mind.
But for candles, but huh?
I tell you what, for a kid with no job, this kid shops for sport. She loves to go shopping. So she had no problem.
That's trouble.
No, I know it is.
But see, what I don't understand is the Candle Day people are all suckas. Because in literally 3 weeks, or the week between Christmas and New Year's, but December 26th is the best time to go with for the most options. These, everything you're talking about, all the candles and all the sprays and scents and wallflowers and everything. That's where I get my year supply at that. And you will get 75% to 80% off. And all you need to do is just go. You have to just wait. So do you get your, winter wonderland on December 2nd? No, but you can get it. And it smells just as good the rest of the freaking year if you want to do that. And they have other, if you want Bath and Body Works candles that say Bath and Body Works, there are other scents you can get at the end of the year.
Right. But they got them for,
now, Roger,
you know, a third of the price. They got them for a third of the price.
Them for 75% to 80% off is what they do in the week between Christmas and New Year's. Again, it's, you don't want to go like December 30th because most of the stuff's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. But I always go the 26th or 27th, and I literally get all my sprays. Like the spray I'm using now, which is like the Christmas scent or whatever, I got that last year.
You know, it's like Brett, you brought up the hand sanitizers and stuff. The one thing I will say, the soaps smell good. We always have them in the house too. I don't know what flavor is in the bathroom right now, but it's pretty awesome.
Well, the candles actually smell good too.
The thing with the hand sanitizers, though, it's impossible not to smell feminine.
Mm-hmm.
They all smell feminine. So we're to the point where I'd much rather use the one that we have in the studio that smells like weak oat tequila than any of those.
Yeah, but now that's comforting. That's a comforting smell now for whatever reason. I don't know
tequila?
Why.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
And then to smell super feminine. Like, my wife is always, like, has them in the car doors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's got them on both, you know, in the passenger and the driver's side door. And if it's, do you have hand sanitizer? She gives me that stuff. I'm like, no. Like, just give me something that smells like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah. Actually, it smells like it's cleaning your hands.
Yeah.
Instead of leaving a film of pine.
Ugh.
So glad at these times I'm a guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a generalization, but man.
To be quite honest with you, I don't think there is anything that can be put on the market.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me leave my house at 4:30 in the morning to go wait online for.
Well, yeah, there was front row Metallica tickets guaranteed.
Not at 50.
At 30, at whatever, a third of the price.
Yeah, right.
Not at
for
50.
$9.95.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
At 25, 30, maybe, not at 50.
Maybe if it was like a video game thing for your son for Christmas that you couldn't get, maybe that would do it.
Maybe.
For a lot of us in the past, it was concert tickets or getting up to go fishing, you know, something like that.
Well,
that's three things in our life.
Like, right, but that's an experience.
Yeah,
to go
it.
Fishing and do maybe a different kind of fishing that I've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I get up early to go fishing. I get up early to go hunting. I'm not saying there's not things, experiences I wouldn't do. I'm talking about, you put something on the market, it's going to take, I don't know if there's anything they could put for myself that would make me get up and leave the house at 4:30 in the morning for.
Yep.
But yet people just they just love to shop. I don't know if it's like you feel like you stole something when you get a deal. I would love to know, you know me, what the psychology is behind it.
Okay,
is
perfect.
It because you saved a couple of bucks?
That adds is to it, but the psychology is most definitely mob mentality. Like, what, candles? Oh, it's candle day? Oh, it's a cool thing? Oh, it's on TikTok and
mine,
talking about
mine,
it?
Mine,
yeah,
mine,
yeah.
Mine.
It's
crazy.
Because everybody else is doing it, then they want to do it. I don't understand that either.
It's nuts.
Yeah. When we were cleaning stuff out recently, Susan, we had gone through the candle closet. I mean, she has many times over the years. It used to be packed with so many. She loves candles and these soaps and stuff. But it's years later, and she's cleaned a ton out. And the other day, she's like, God, I don't know what made me think I had to have these candles and this stuff right here. She goes, I don't know what made... It's all getting thrown out, or she's getting donated. She's like, I'm done. I don't know why I had to have one of every kind or two of the popular kind or whatever.
I'm going to tell you something. You're not going to believe me. You're going to think I'm lying, but I swear on my children I'm not lying.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where these candles live.
That's baloney.
I don't know where they are my house.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Take a peek around.
In the bathroom, and there's one in the other bathroom.
No. I know where the ones that are out are.
Right. Where are the other 15?
But before they get introduced to the home,
right,
I don't know where the stash is.
It's like a staging area.
No, I have no idea. I know they're not in the hallway closet. They're not in the hallway closet. That I know. Either hallway closet. They're not there.
Her bedroom closet.
And they're not in there because we share a closet.
But I mean, I don't know where she keeps them. You mix your clothes? You don't mix your clothes.
Well, no, I have one side.
I'm saying, check her side on the floor in a box.
Yeah, maybe.
Where you would keep your porn, she's keeping candles.
The closet smells better because of it.
My porn's right on my cell phone.
What do candles cost normally elsewhere? Like, I feel like $9.99 should be the regular price.
There are candles that I have burning every night at my place, and they're from Michael's, okay? And they are normally, and they're big. They're the same size as the other candles, maybe a little bit bigger. And they have all the different scents, and they smell just as good and last extra long.
Mm-hmm. I can't see why
they are $9.99, but throughout the year, they have sale three for $9.99, and then once in a long while, they're four.
That makes sense. It's just wax.
That makes sense.
I always go when they're four for $9.99, and I get $20 worth. So that's literally eight candles. That lasts me all year.
It's a year. Yeah,
there was a company years ago that was formed by a bunch of local teachers where we live, and they called it Scents for Gents, and they made like dude smelling candles. Like there was one that was bacon. Like mesquite barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
There was one that was bacon, and
nice.
They had one called Fresh Load, and I swear to God, and it was laundry
bleach.
What's that now?
Right.
Well, of course it was laundry. JP, what did you think it meant?
It was called Fresh Load.
I thought it was a Fresh Load.
I don't remember the other ones. They did a really good job with being kitschy with the names and that kind of stuff.
They're small.
I don't even know if they're still in business. Yeah. But we had done some stuff with them, and I thought it was hysterical that they had Fresh Load. It smelled like laundry.
All right, there's our candle talk segment for today.
Did you stick your nose and deeply inhale the one that was Fresh Load?
Fresh laundry.
Yes. As filthy as you want to take this conversation, absolutely.
Did you like when you
loved it?
He loves sticking his nose.
Loved it
in the.
Was it a big, huge candle?
Gigantic candle. It looked like a map of Hawaii.